whether I shall turn out to be the hero of my own life, or whether that station will be held by anybody else, these pages must show. To begin my life with the beginning of my life, I record that I was born, as I've been informed and believed, on a Friday at 12 o'clock at night. It was remarked that the clock began to strike and I to cry simultaneously. To the enormous disappointment of my great aunt, Betsy Trotwood, I was born a boy and therefore was named not Betsy Trotwood Copperfield, but in memory of my recently deceased father, David Copperfield. My first years were happy ones, presided over by my child of a mother with her pretty hair and youthful shape, and by Peggotty, our maid, who had no shape at all, and whose buttons popped off her dress at the slightest exertion.
Come along, Davy, and dance with Davy, with Peggotty and me.
Peggotty will lose her buttons, Mother.
Lord, young Davy's right.
Mrs. Well, then she'll just have to pop them. Here we go, round and round and round.
But the happiness was abruptly ended by the gentleman with the black whiskers whom my mother married in my ninth year, Mr. Edward Murdstone, who brought into our carefree home his tyrannical doctrine of firmness.
Now, Clara, be firm with the boy. Either he knows his lessons or he does not know them.
I'm afraid he does not know them, do you, Davy?
I can do them when it's just you here, Mother, but not when...
And what do you mean by that, I'd like to know?
Edward, you must give him time to get accustomed to you and your manner.
Very well. Master David, I'll give you a sum to do.
Please say it slowly, sir.
Why, of course. If I go into a cheesemonger's shop and buy 5,000 double Gloucester cheeses at fourpence halfpenny each, present payment, and then I buy...
I can't do it. I can't.
Ah, you won't do it, you mean. You're obstinate.
Please, Edward.
Come along with me. Come along.
Where are you taking him?
I tell you, Clara, I have often been flogged myself. Get in there, David.
Please don't.